106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Not to toot our own horns or anything, but let's toot our own horns. The like high-profile picture that you and I got with the mayors of Canmore and Banff. I mean, we've made it when at the Vine Art Gala that photo got taken.
Movers and shakers.
That's right.
Stand in line to get your picture taken with Tanya and Rob.
Now, the Vine Art Gala was great. It was a couple weeks back up at the Silvertip Resort. Big fundraiser for the YWCA Banff. I heard they raised pretty close to what they raised last year, at least on par.
Around $65,000. And this is for the Bow Valley Women's Emergency Shelter because this is an initiative that, as a whole valley, we have been behind and is absolutely needed. Currently, there is only one shelter space for Banff and Canmore.
Just one room.
And that is woefully inadequate. But building an emergency shelter is not as easy as saying we need an emergency shelter. It's also understanding the need and understanding what's an appropriate facility. What supports and programs and services do you need? This year, there was a lot of focus on the needs of children. There's some shelters out there in Alberta that are really progressive and put a lot of attention into creating a space where children, it's like a little bit of an amusement park. I don't know how to say it.
Where they can have fun and sort of forget their worries and the situation that's going on with their parents.
For the Bow Valley, we're looking at where are we going to put this? I think Canmore's been identified as a place for it, but land is a stumbling block.
No kidding. Even better than $65,000 is almost double that the province was able to grant the YWCA.
One of the things that the Banff Y did receive funding for was to create a community response plan to address sexual assault. And that includes a full range of services from awareness, prevention, and education to counseling and crisis support.
Well, I mean, that's all part of the picture too, right? Is after a woman goes to a shelter, they need to have that support in place to let them lead a normal life again.
When it comes to what is offered at the Banff YWCA, we're not yet being able to access provincial funding for the shelter services because it is so small. So to see the province coming forward with supports for this issue province-wide and money coming to the Bow Valley through the YWCA is a good news story, and it gets us on the road to have the resources in place so that people who are experiencing this have somewhere to go.
Bow Valley Women's Emergency Shelter, still an opportunity to support them. A big raffle they've got going on right now.
In connection with Fairmont and Air Canada, the YWCA is raffling off a 7-day trip to Dubai.
Oh my goodness.
I believe the value of this prize is well over $20,000.
Awesome.
Only 400 tickets are available.
So pretty good shot of winning if you buy a ticket then.
Yeah, tickets are $100. I believe they're available at the Y or if you go online to their website.